I'm Carter. Carter Shaw.
What's your affiliation with the university? You a student here?
No, I traveled because there was going to be a TPUSA event. It got canceled by the board, and I already had time off, so I came from near Jackson, Mississippi.
So are you a student in high school or
I've graduated or? Taking an off year.
Okay, I know you said stuff canceled and everything, but what made you want to come to this event specifically?
Well, I did want to hang out with friends, but I was really looking forward to the Q&A. I think someone like Matt Walsh, he does push the Overton window some, but I do think there is a need for like someone who's going to be more of a conservative than he is, rather than someone that's going to actually push Overton window even further. And someone like Matt Walsh, who's already Christian, he's already like getting death threats, someone that's already like willing to be out there, I think it's very imperative to winning this fight of the culture war that we use people like him to actually push like real conservative messages.
Now that you've seen it, what do you think happened here?
I was very happy to hear that he opposed transgender surgeries, not just of kids, but of the general public, because how I view it is, if you don't want it to be in kids, that probably means that you're thinking it corrodes innocence. And if thus it corrodes innocence, I don't see how it would be better for it to be in a larger scale of adults or whatever. So I was glad to see him say that. The speech was a bit shorter than I expected, but I was very happy with it.
And can you remind me again what question you asked when you were up there?
I had asked how sexual pervasiveness has corroded this culture and how he, rather than combating that at its forefront, nibbles around the area with the transgender issue rather than combating the real issue, which is sexual pervasiveness and sexual liberalism.
How do you think he answered that question?
I think he kind of dodged the question because he viewed it as a personal attack. I mean, I understand that, like, if I view it as an attack, I might want to, you know, take out the attack first. But I think he kind of took it too seriously and personally to actually answer the question, which was really, why doesn't he protest sexual liberation and sexual pervasiveness? I don't really think he answered the question very well, but I was happy with the speech, though.
I know. When I was listening to that question, I think you mentioned homosexuality.
Yeah.
And he did not say that term. He just said the marriage or whatever.
Yeah.
Why do you think he avoided addressing homosexuality on the face of it?
Well, I do know Daily Wire, which is a company he works for. They do have a lot of affiliation with homosexuals. As a Catholic, I've like seen his Twitter. I think he's against it, but I think more so to like keep in good terms with like the people he's in. He doesn't really want to push the Overton window on that issue. And that's really something I think that if we're going to push the Overton window, we need to be, you know, not scared about addressing.